in what is called a general education classroom or a regular ed classroom, there are several different subgroups of students, and each student comes to school with their own academic needs. The most predominant of these subgroups are our ELL learners and our EC students. And these students are pushed into general education classes, often missing background knowledge that they need in order to be successful. One such student that really comes to my mind is a girl named Chelsea that I taught 2 years ago. Chelsea came to me in third grade, very behind in reading. She was reading at a middle of year kindergarten level when I originally got her at the beginning of third grade. And I just remember I would pull her and work with her on different strategies in order to increase her reading. And by the end of the year, she had gone from beginning of kindergarten level to a middle of first grade, nearly in the first grade level. She had grown almost two whole grade levels in the short year she was with me. The reason why Chelsea sticks out to me is because I had to really pull into my teacher toolkit in order to find the strategies to use with her. In my first school that I taught at, there was a predominant ELL population. And I remember my first class was over half had Spanish-speaking parents. I remember just having to learn the culture of those students and using part of the SIOP model in order to help my students learn the vocabulary that would be on their integrated test.